LeVon Helm is our guest on The Cafe today. Later on, we travel to Woodstock, New York, and attend the regular Saturday night midnight ramble, where a couple of hundred lucky people cram into every nook and cranny of LeVon's barn-like studio to hear he and the band throw a rent party for a couple of hours. But before that, I get a chance to talk with the drummer and voice of the band about his music and growing up and making his new solo album, Dirt Farmer, with his daughter, Amy. The album was originally a duet album and was part of LeVon's therapy, kind of, to restore his voice after surviving throat cancer. LeVon grew up in Arkansas and was always an R&B fan, so Dirt Farmer's emphasis on old-timey and country tunes is a little different for him. This interview was recorded in December after he had been nominated for a Grammy. Well, he won the Best Traditional Folk Album Grammy at the awards ceremony last week. We started talking about the music that LeVon grew up with. When you were growing up, did your parents sing in the house, or did you all just have a radio?
Yeah, they did, and they were good church singers, and it kind of, they were the last of that participation generation.
Right.
So they were good ball players and good singers and good organizers. They knew how to entertain themselves.
Did you sing harmony in the house?
Well, I learned by listening to my mom and my older sister and my dad, and certainly was the big entertainment for us. Of course, was music and sports.
Yeah. Now, Little Birds is a song on here that if people were following the career of the band, they know that you all did a version of this at one point. Where does that song, was that one you heard in at home?
Yes, sir. That's one of those old, very first songs that I can remember. That was one of the ones that I learned harmonies on, and We used to try and do it. Rick and Richard and I tried to do it, but it's really a boy-girl song, and it never really got legs under itself until my baby girl came along, and now it works better with Teresa and Amy putting the feminine nature and sweetness of sound to it. Now it works better.
Well, tell you what, let's listen to it from Dirt Farmer. This is Little Birds with our guest today, LeVon Helm, today on The World Cafe.
A little birds are singing all around me on every bush and vine. My pleasures would be double if I could call you mine. As I've said here the whole night through, till now it's a breaking day. I'm waiting for an answer. Kind lady, what do you say? If I could tell to you my mind, I'd choose a single life. For I never suited for me to be your wife. So he wrote to her an answer, and he sent it by full speed. I once did love you dear. Since that time, my mind has changed. I love another way. I love a pretty fair dance.
Little Birds from the Grammy-nominated album from our guest today, Levon Helm, Dirt Farmer. And I guess it would be a good time maybe to talk about the journey that this album kind of represents. Because we've talked about your daughter, Amy Helm. And at one point, was this album going to be more of a duet album with her?
That probably was the original idea. After I got enough of my voice back, after I was sick for so long, that was naturally the first thing that we wanted to do, was to try and sing something together. And Little Birds and some of those early songs from home were the starting place for us.
Now, as you were recovering from the throat cancer, I mean, just an amazing period of time. Did you have faith that you'd be able to sing, or was it always something you just hope might happen?
Well, yes. I was so happy that I wasn't dying. You know, I was just happy to be alive and be able to play drums and hear Amy and little Sammy sing. You know, that wasn't such a bad life after all. And after I started getting some of my voice back, naturally, I wanted to help out and try and sing again. But I didn't know if it would ever happen or not. I hoped and prayed that it would, but it looked like it wouldn't for a long time.
I heard you say that you were always singing in your head.
Yeah. You know, it's frustrating when you can't talk, though, much less sing. You can't hum a melody line or explain yourself or anything. Transmit an idea.
So many things that happened in your life have happened out of necessity. Your barn burns down, you build a new barn, medical costs are high, you start having people over for the midnight rambles, but it all seems to have worked out in a kind of organic, really wonderful way. Maybe tell people a little bit about how the midnight rambles got started.
Well, that's exactly right, David. We after all the medical cost and all the time of not being able to work, that's the bad thing. Not only do you go broke with your medical part, but you don't have an income either. So first is the illness, and the second thing is the bankruptcy. And that was when we started the Midnight Ramble. It started off as a modern-day version of the old rent party. And we started having a good time with it and paid the rent.
You know, and I've been reading in your book. People don't know that maybe don't know that Levon has written a wonderful autobiography called "This Wheel's on Fire." Just great descriptions of things that have happened in your life and the life of the Hawks and the band and everything. But you talk about those old medicine shows where the concept of the Midnight Ramble comes from, and there was a medicine show in your town that was it called the W.S. Walcott Medicine Show?
That was the Walcott's traveling minstrel show, and at the end of the regular show, they would sell Midnight Ramble tickets, and you know, everybody knew that you were going to get to hear a lot more jokes, you know, a little bit off-color jokes. You were going to hear some more music, and you were going to get to see one or two of the girls do a little hoochie-coochie dance, and you'd hear another half hour of music. So that was the Midnight Ramble.
Now, were you too young to sneak into those, or did you?
You know, there never seemed to be an age limit, you know, on that kind of stuff. As long as your parents, you know, left you alone, you could kind of sit there and go along with it. It wasn't so outlandish that, people were just ashamed to look, you know.
Right. Now, there's some new songs on here, which are the Paul Kennerly tunes, and you did some work with him on The Legend of Jesse James. Did he write these songs for you, or did he have them around, or how did that work?
Well, these are tunes that I've loved for years. And, like you say, we did the Legend of Jesse James album several years ago when I first met Paul Kennerly. And some of the tunes that we did off the album ended up not getting recorded until later. The train robbery tune didn't go on the original Jesse James album, but one of those great tunes that seemed to fit.
Absolutely. Well, this is a train robbery. It sounds like an old one, but it's a new Paul Kennerly tune.
The full moon touched the cold steel lines. The rail bed was frozen with ice. In the distance, an engine was keeping good time. The steam whistle moaned just twice. Down in the cut, past the old trestle bridge, 12 fine horses stood. Masked men shivered in the cold on the ridge, not far from the Glendale woods. The brass lamp shone from the swaying train when the driver saw the red light. Her iron brakes sparked like silver rain, and the meadows screamed through the night. The baggage man peered out to look for the fault when fear froze up his heart. He was staring down the barrel of an army Colt that threatened to tear him apart. We will burn your train to cinders, so throw the money on down. Open up your damned express car and jump down to the ground. But we want the terrible Pullman. She's Southern and they claim they
Train Robbery from Levon Helms' new Dirt Farmer disc, the Grammy-nominated disc. It's in the folk category. Now, I say that with a little laugh because reading this Wheels on Fire, I remember you not being so sure that the band should play with Bob Dylan because you didn't like strummers.
Yeah, I was afraid of outfits that didn't have drums.
Uh-huh.
Strummers without drummers were against my rules.
You know, there's some points in reading your book that I'd love it if you could just kind of clarify for me, because I just love to get what your thinking was. If people don't know the history of Levon and the Hawks, you eventually, after backing up Ronnie Hawkins, went off on your own when Bob Dylan called. Now, you actually, after you started playing with Bob and I guess the booing started, you actually left. And was it just the booing or I mean, I'm a little, that seems like it was your band sort of.
That was probably the straw that broke the camel's back, but it just wasn't a whole lot of fun, you know. You know, you'd play a tune and you'd get a standing ovation of boos, right? So, you know, after a while, it got old for me, and I started wanting to play a little more rhythm and blues at the same time. So, rather than go to England and Australia and a lot of other strange places, I just kind of hung around the good old USA and played with the Kate Brothers and a few other friends, and let the good times roll.
Mm-hmm. And then you, when they got the house of Big Pink and started fooling around, you went back up to Woodstock,
yeah,
where you live now. And what was it like for you to reunite with them? Had there been a change in the four of them and how they looked at music?
Well, no, not really. You know, that was the idea to go back was, you know, to have Richard singing again and Rick singing again and myself and making our own music as opposed to being a support band.
Mm.
You know, that our plan for years and years had been to be a band that didn't have a lead front man kind of a guy, right? Everybody was supposed to play an instrument and sing. And we had Richard Manuel as our lead singer, so, you know, it didn't seem too hard of a challenge with Richard. And it was at that time it was sort of getting old, you know, to have somebody standing out in front with a microphone and getting most of the money and a lot of the girls.
And obviously it's a band with three amazing singers. I wanted to play an example of you all, you know, singing together, which of course, and it's a lot of you, of course, on this on The Wait. And I thought we would go back to music from Big Pink. Now, my memory is that music from Big Pink was released without the name of the band on it. It was just music from Big Pink, and that was what was so odd about it. Did they later put the name of the band on it, or did it actually come out with that name on it?
No, I'm not sure what they did. That was all up to the company. You know what I mean?
Right.
We didn't want to take that trip. You know, we didn't want to do interviews and kind of get into the showbiz part of it. We wanted to be players.
Well, you didn't for a long time, and we're pretty successful not doing that. This is The Wait, going back to that. That momentous album, the Big Pink album.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? Just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Fanny. And you put the load right on.
That's the band, of course, with The Wait, and we're talking with the drummer, or actually in that period of time, one of the drummers in the band, Levon Helm, and he's got an incredible new album, Dirt Farmer, and we're going to get a chance to hear some more of the tunes live as we attend the Midnight Ramble with Levon on the World Cafe today, and it's certainly great to hear from him. Levon, was that always going to be sung that way with everybody on various parts? Did you work it out differently at the time? Do you remember?
Well, yeah, that was one of our learning processes. At the time, to sing up to the level of a Richard Manuel or a Rick Danko meant getting up early in the morning on my part. And the best way to achieve that is to pass the vocal around and swap lines and swap verses and keep your voice off those lines that don't fit it. And you'll sound a whole lot better.
Now the characters in this, Crazy Chester and everybody, those are all real people?
You betcha.
So the people you
strange
knew?
World, huh, David?
Are they people you knew or everybody? It kind of went with everybody.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well. The world knew those folks.
Now, you talk a little bit about the music you were hearing when you were growing up down in Arkansas. And there's another one on here, which is actually the title track of Poor Old Dirt Farmer, which was your dad's land that you worked, right? So you would have people come in to work on it with you, or how did that work?
Well, yeah, you do. During planting time and harvest time, you get extra help when you can, but for the most part, we were just small family farmers, and there were about three or four families of people that farmed with my dad, and that pretty much took care of the tractor driving and the planting and harvesting and so forth.
So when this song talks about waiting for the crop to come in to pay the mortgage, that was your existence?
Oh yeah, you betcha. Every farmer borrows a furnish, and that's how the farmer lives. He plants his crops and pays off the furnish in the fall.
So this is it turns out to be the title track from Levon's new album, Dirt Farmer. This is Levon Helm.
Oh, the poor old dirt farmer, he's lost all his corn. And now where's the money to pay off his loan? He lost all his corn, can't pay off his loan. He lost all his corn. Well, the poor old dirt farmer, he only grows stone.
Levon Helm and Dirt Farmer, the brand new album and the Grammy-nominated album, and it's great to have a chance to talk with Levon today. You know, it's funny. A number of years ago, I had a chance to see the great French violin fiddle player Stephen Grappelli, and he was in his 80s, and he was touring, and he was out, and he came on stage in a wheelchair, I think, and he just played beautifully. But I just started to think when I saw that, this is ridiculous. This man should have his own place in Paris, and everybody should go to him. And you have successfully done that.
That's I'm not sure the race is won yet, But I have had it my way here at the Rambles a few nights.
Levon, thank you very much for spending some time with us today.
It's David, good. Thank you for doing this and for helping us sell this record. We appreciate it, and thank you for coming to Woodstock.
Well, it's great to see this, and you folks cannot imagine the warmth of sitting by the fireplace in Levon's studio. So it's just it's great to have a chance to do this.
Well, we're glad to have you, David, and I wish everybody could come here. You know, it's. You know, you can sound better in a studio than you can any other venue. So those that can make it to Woodstock, we'd love to see you, and we'll roll the red carpet out for you.
Absolutely. Or at least put on a mat so you can get the dirt off your shoes.
We'll do whatever it takes.
Okay. Thank
Plenty
you.
Of firewood.
Thank you, Levon.
Thank you, David.
And now let me set the scene, because I'm honored to have had the chance to attend Levon Helm's Midnight Ramble last December. I was one of about 200 people who turned into Levon's driveway at the designated mailbox. And after the members of Levon's Helmland security vet you, you put your potluck contribution on the food table and climb the stairs past the roaring fire into a rough-hewn loft space where the band is set up to go. There are often guests who supplement the regular band with guitarist Larry Campbell and Jimmy Vivino, horn section, and Levon's daughter Amy and members of her band, Olabel. The night I was there, Mike Gordon from Fish sat in on bass, and Cassandra Wilson was in the barn soaking up the vibe but not singing. Then Levon comes out, sits behind the drums, and it all unfolds.
Bye.
Bye Bye Love with the voice of LaVon Helm's daughter, Amy, and, of course, LaVon on drums, and Ashes of Love, starting off our set of music recorded at LaVon Helm's Midnight Ramble. Here's the whole band again with LaVon singing, going back to Memphis.
I wish I was back in Memphis, back home. She burns my brain, makes me eat turnip greens. But I don't care, she's the best little woman I've seen. Some folks have moved out to California. Some folks are staying in Tennessee.
Got Me a Woman, finishing up our set from LaVon Helm's Midnight Ramble. And our thanks to all the folks at the Ramble and to LaVon. And congratulations to him on his Grammy Award for Dirt Farmer for Best Traditional Folk Album. All that's here on the World Cafe, where support is provided in part by the members of the World Cafe affiliates nationwide. They include WTMD in Towson, Maryland, and KUTE in Ignacio, Colorado. Shows produced at WXPN from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm David Dye. This is the World Cafe.